Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Sunday, the 24th of May, 2026, at 9:22 Israel time, 6:22 UTC. Trump says Iran deal largely negotiated as Hezbollah drone kills IDF soldier in northern Israel, May 24th, 0622 UTC's 0922 Israel, morning edition. Here's the bottom line. Majeh Erish, here's the bottom line. A Hezbollah explosive drone killed an IDF soldier and wounded two others in northern Israel on Saturday, while President Trump announced that a US-Iran ceasefire deal is largely negotiated and would reopen the Strait of Hormuz. The proposed 60-day truce would also end fighting between Israel and Hezbollah and launch talks on Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile. Israeli officials and senior US Republicans have sharply criticized the emerging terms, with one official calling it a very big problem and Senator Ted Cruz warning it would be a catastrophic mistake. Anti-government protests drew around 2,000 people across Israel and a gunman was shot dead after firing near the White House. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, President Trump said a US-Iran memorandum of understanding has been largely negotiated and would include reopening the Strait of Hormuz. He described a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu as having gone very well and held a conference call with regional leaders who encouraged him to accept the framework. The proposed deal, mediated by Pakistan, would establish a 60-day truce, reopen Hormuz, and begin talks on Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile. Under the emerging agreement, Iran would relinquish its stockpile of highly enriched uranium, according to US officials. The terms would also allow Israel to take action if Hezbollah attempts to rearm. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Baghai said the two sides are in the finalization stage of a 14-point memorandum focusing on ending the war and halting US naval aggression. However, Iran's Fars News agency, close to the IRGC, claimed that even under a deal, the Strait of Hormuz would remain under Iranian management, another sign that core disputes remain unresolved. Former US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo compared the terms to the 2015 nuclear deal, saying it would let Iran terrorize the world. And former Israeli Minister Avigdor Lieberman said any deal leaving the Ayatollahs in power is a catastrophe. On the mediation track, Pakistan's Army Chief Field Marshal Syed Asim Munir held over 24 hours of talks in Tehran and departed after what was described as significant progress toward a final understanding. Iranian and Saudi foreign ministers also held a phone call on regional de-escalation. Moving to Lebanon, the IDF identified the soldier killed by the Hezbollah drone as Staff Sergeant. The wounded were evacuated to hospital. Hezbollah also published an Ababil episode showing detailed aerial reconnaissance footage of the Israeli settlement of Shomra, filmed by a drone flying over settler units and vehicles. The usual messaging projecting penetration of Israeli defenses. Overnight and into Sunday morning, Israeli airstrikes targeted multiple locations in southern Lebanon, including Jibjit, Habush, Marj Haruf, Fraun, Yamar el-Chakif, and Zefta, where a drone struck a vehicle. The IDF said a strike that reportedly wounded a Lebanese soldier targeted a suspicious vehicle exiting a Hezbollah site near Nabati. Lebanon's civil defense agency said its Nabati facility was destroyed in an IDF strike, but all personnel had evacuated. Lebanon's health ministry reported at least 20 killed in Israeli strikes over 24 hours, including paramedics, and funerals were held for medics killed in two Israeli airstrikes on Friday. In Gaza, an Israeli strike targeted a home in Nusirat refugee camp in central Gaza early Sunday, killing a family of three, Mohammed Ibrahimi Abu Mlawi, his wife, and their child. Continuous Israeli artillery shells targeted the northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip. And a US-backed post-war plan for Gaza remains frozen as Hamas retains arms and coercive power, preventing a proposed civilian authority from entering or governing the territory. In the West Bank, the IDF appears to have sharply accelerated the uprooting of olive trees on private Palestinian land, citing security concerns. Palestinians and activists say the military is raising trees at an unprecedented pace, questioning whether claims they provide cover for attacks justify the widespread campaign. Separately, a bus windshield was damaged in a stone-throwing attack near Hizma. On the multilateral track, the UN Legal Office warned Israel that it could take the dispute over a planned defense ministry complex on a former UN Ruah compound in East Jerusalem to international courts, calling the plan an escalatory step. Israeli envoy Danny Dannon said Israel would not be intimidated by legal threats. France has banned Israeli Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir after footage showed him mocking abducted activists from the Global Summit flotilla. Slovenia's newly elected prime minister sent greetings to the residents of Judea and Samaria, signalling a potential policy shift. And Iran's national soccer team moved its World Cup base camp from Arizona to Tijuana, Mexico, citing potential visa issues amid tensions. Elsewhere, Spanish police beat and detained returning Gaza flotilla activists amid clashes at an airport. Videos showed officers hitting anti-Israel activists with batons and dragging them on the floor. The violence came days after global outcry over Minister Ben-Gvir's taunting of bound, kneeling detainees. In Washington, a gunman was shot dead by Secret Service agents after firing near a White House checkpoint on Saturday evening. The suspect, identified as Nasir Best, fired three shots toward the building. A bystander was also wounded. President Trump was confirmed safe. And in the wider region, Pakistan's army chief visited Tehran to push for an end to the US-Iran war, with Pakistan's foreign ministry saying negotiations offer grounds for optimism. More than 1.5 million pilgrims braved fierce heat in Mecca ahead of the Hajj. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchange between Israel and Hezbollah is accelerating, with a notable shift from drone interceptions to lethal strikes on IDF personnel. Over the trailing 7 days prior, STREPS documented multiple Hezbollah drone swarms causing impacts, but no Israeli military fatalities. This window marks the first IDF soldier killed by a Hezbollah drone in the current escalation. Hezbollah's operational success in penetrating Israeli defenses and inflicting casualties represents a qualitative escalation. Simultaneously, diplomatic activity around a US-Iran ceasefire has intensified, compressing the timeline for both sides to maximize leverage. The pattern suggests a race between diplomacy and violence. Hezbollah is demonstrating its capability to impose costs, while the US pushes for a truce that would freeze the conflict on terms favorable to Iran's position. On the information environment, two competing framings dominate. The US administration is pushing a narrative of imminent diplomatic success, with Trump characterizing the deal as largely negotiated and emphasizing the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a tangible economic win. This framing is amplified by Iranian state media, which casts the agreement as a victory for Iranian diplomacy and resistance. In contrast, Israeli officials and US Republican hawks are framing the deal as a catastrophic mistake that rewards Iranian aggression and leaves Hezbollah intact. The gap between reporting and underlying evidence is stark. While the US claims Iran will relinquish highly enriched uranium, IRGC-linked Fars News insists the Strait of Hormuz will remain under Iranian management, suggesting unresolved court disputes. Hezbollah's own narrative via the Ababil reconnaissance video projects a message of penetrating Israeli security and preparing for continued operations, implicitly undermining the ceasefire narrative and the synthesis. The emerging US-Iran ceasefire is less a genuine de-escalation mechanism and more a temporary operational pause that both sides will exploit to rearm and reposition. The deals structure a 60-day truce that halts Israel-Hezbollah fighting but allows Israel to act if Hezbollah re-arms, creates a built-in tripwire for renewed conflict. Hezbollah's lethal drone strike on the eve of the announcement is a calculated signal that it can escalate at will, ensuring its demands are factored into any final agreement. The Israeli criticism reflects a strategic assessment that the deal freezes a favorable status quo for Iran, which retains its proxy network and nuclear breakout capability while the US lifts economic pressure. A counter reading is that the deal represents a genuine off-ramp with Iran's agreement to relinquish highly enriched uranium as a significant concession. However, the IRGC's contradictory signaling and Hezbollah's kinetic escalation suggests the regime is managing internal hardliner expectations while extracting maximum concessions. The pattern indicates a high probability of ceasefire violations and a rapid return to hostilities once the 60-day clock expires. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check Flight Radar 24 for unusual military cargo flights between Tehran, Mehrabad, and Damascus in the next 48 hours as a potential indicator of accelerated Iranian weapons transfers ahead of a ceasefire deadline. Second, review Sentinel, one SAR imagery of the Israel-Lebanon border near Shomera from the next ascending pass for new IDF fortifications or Hezbollah launch site preparation. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Lebanese OSINT for posting cadence of Hezbollah drone launch claims. A spike above 3 posts per hour would signal an operational surge before any truce takes effect. Looking at predictions through the status quo lens, within 48 hours, the US and Iran will announce a formal 60-day ceasefire agreement, including a halt to Israel-Hezbollah hostilities, but Hezbollah will launch at least one more drone attack before it takes effect. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the 60-day period, with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, though Israel will conduct multiple strikes in Syria against Iranian-linked targets. Within 72 hours, Israeli protests will intensify, with at least one demonstration drawing over 5,000 participants demanding the government reject the US-Iran deal. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone and rocket barrage on northern Israel, killing at least two additional IDF soldiers and triggering a major Israeli ground incursion into southern Lebanon with low confidence. Within 72 hours, IRGC naval forces will seize a US-flagged commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz, citing a violation of Iranian maritime regulations, effectively collapsing the ceasefire talks with low confidence. Within 48 hours, a senior Israeli minister will publicly call for the assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah, leading to a breakdown in US-Israel diplomatic coordination and a unilateral Israeli escalation. With low confidence, that concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.